From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has praised anti-government protesters in Iran. Happened at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council called by the U.S. to discuss the 22 people who have died during those demonstrations. Iran's U.N. Ambassador, Gholam Ali Khushru, joined many nations, including Russia, to criticize the United States for what they say is meddling in Iran's domestic affairs.
This is nothing but another desperate attempt by the U.S. administration to escape forward, as it has lost every shred of moral, political, and legal authority and credibility in the eyes of the whole world.
In an interview with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren, U.S. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin questioned and cautioned Washington must wake and walk a delicate line in response to allegations of provocation. United States said its decision to suspend military aid to Pakistan will cost Islamabad just under $2 billion. Heather Nauert is the U.S. State Department spokesperson.
We need Pakistan to deny safe haven to or lawfully detain those terrorists and militants who threaten U.S. interests. The United States stands ready to work with Pakistan in combating all terrorists without distinction, and we hope to be able to renew and deepen our bilateral security relationship.
Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action, saying they would serve only to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. United States Treasury has placed sanctions on four current or former Venezuelan officials associated with corruption and repression. The four officials' assets, subject to U.S. jurisdiction, are frozen, and U.S. citizens are generally prohibited from dealing with them. U.S. Treasury says the sanctions are aimed at senior military officials. This is VOA News. North Korea has accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks on Tuesday. VOA's Bronwyn Benito reports.
The meeting will take place at the border truce village of Panmunjom. Expected topics of conversation will be the Winter Olympics, to be held in the South next month, and other inter-Korean relations. However, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remained steadfast on the issue of nuclear weapons, saying the North would mass-produce nuclear missiles for operational deployment, and again warned he would launch a nuclear strike if his country was threatened. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Observers say any dialogue between the North and South is seen as a positive step in improving relations on the Korean Peninsula, which would contribute to the overall stability of that region. Change of command ceremony was held by the United States 8th Army at Base Humphreys, which is located about 70 kilometers south of the South Korean capital, Seoul. Lieutenant General Thomas Vandal, who has led the 8th Army since February of 2016, handed over the right of command to Lieutenant General Michael Bills.
For more than 67 years, 8th Army soldiers have stood together with our Iraqi allies to defend liberty and freedom's frontier. The Pacific victors personify our nation's commitment to defending freedom on the Korean Peninsula and the region. Standing shoulder to shoulder with our Iraq partners, 8th Army continues to grow stronger and more capable as it continues to focus on bravery. I'm committed to our Iraq partners and the leaders, soldiers, and civilians of 8th Army to maintain the readiness and our ability to fight tonight and remain ready.
8th Army is the commanding formation of all U.S. Army forces in South Korea. Social media giant Twitter has reiterated its stance that accounts belonging to world leaders have special status, pushing back against calls for some users for the company to ban President Trump. In a blog post on Friday, Twitter said it would not block the accounts of world leaders, even if their statements are controversial because of a need to promote discussion about public policy. Twitter did not specifically mention Mr. Trump in its statement. The debate over the president's tweets grew this week when he tweeted he had a much bigger nuclear button than North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Critics say the tweet violated Twitter's ban against threats of violence. Former U.S. President Barack Obama is set to make his first talk show appearance since leaving office last year on the first episode of a new show featuring longtime late-night TV host David Letterman. Letterman's show, titled My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is his first project since he retired from the long-running Late Show with David Letterman in 2015. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.